As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, July the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Joined as we are today, especially by independent researcher, my good friend and returning guest, Vicki Davis, to continue plumbing the depths of the revised, revamped, and renamed National Ocean Council, the Ocean Policy Task Force, implementing the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. You're not going to want to miss a moment on today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, our website, to engage in the chat room discussion there, or you can pick up a phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, or from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me any day via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And thank you all so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number throughout the day remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Gold traversing well below $1,200 this morning, a weakening U.S. dollar, crude and equities climbing. We'll look at all of that. Of course, we're going to go into the National Ocean Council, UNESCO's Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, Agenda 21, Chapter 17, Exclusive Economic Zones, Localizing Agenda 21, International Law of the Sea, all this, and much, much more with our special guest, researcher and webmaster, Vicki Davis. Now, let's go into that market report for this morning, Wednesday, again, July the 28th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago finds gold trading off its very low closing yesterday. Trades at $1,159.60, well over $100 now below its recent high, but $1,159.60 an ounce for gold. Silver losing 28 cents, trades at $17.36 an ounce. Where's my $19 silver anyway? Platinum up $8 at $1,535 an ounce, and palladium up $1 at $467. The lows and the highs so far in this morning's gold market. The spot market, $1,158.50 for a low, $1,167 even for a high. But at $1,159.60, your gold is up year to year, $222.70 for a 23.77% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, being eyed by the entire world as we find out more about their market manipulation and fractional reserve trading in silver. Anyway, the boys in London set the price on gold this morning at $1,164 an ounce. The SPDR gold share paired off another 0.91 metric tons overnight, holding 1,300.83 metric tons, valued on the street at $48.8 billion. We'll be right back with Vicki Davis, your calls, and much more.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report for this morning again. Just briefly, I'm going to greatly abbreviate it. I want to get right to Vicki Davis and get right into our topic this morning. But gold is off $2 this morning, trades at $1,159.60. This is over $100 below this recent high. Keep your eyes peeled on that, won't you? If you're a gold buyer, now might be a time to consider getting into the market. Again, buying on the dips, as they say. I wouldn't be too concerned about it long term, but in the near term, gold very well may go lower, maybe another $20 below this. Silver, it might go there today. Who knows? Silver this morning off 28 cents. You know, there's a lot of manipulation going on in the silver market as well. But silver off 28 cents trades at $17.36 an ounce. Conversely, they seem to be sparing platinum and palladium this morning, the price fixers and the market manipulators. Platinum this morning up $8 at $1,535 still. Low off of where it was very nearly coming into the $2,000 mark not too long ago. Palladium, remember when it was scratching on the door of 500? Well, this morning it moves up a buck at $467 an ounce. Again, the lows on the highs in the gold spot market, $1,158.50 for a low, $1,167 for a high, about a $9 spread in there. But year to year, you're still up $222.70 an ounce for 23.77% return on your investment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 12 at 10,538. And that 10,500 mark is very important for historians anyway. The NASDAQ closed down 8 at 2,288. And the S&P 500 closed down 1 at 1,114. This morning, crude oil off 88 cents a barrel. Trades at $76.62 a barrel, excuse me, for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, and the U.S. dollar index drops a point, one basis point, and trading at 82.14 on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. As we have now entered into part four of what may be a multi-part series, certainly more parts than this, part four of a discussion that really was prompted by Mike Chambers' discussion of this National Ocean Council and the executive order that founded it or formed it last week on Thursday. I have virtually not stopped reading in regards to this issue. And, of course, we had Michael Kaufman on with us yesterday to go into the idea of the Wildlands Project and the long-held desire to basically transfer all people up, out, and away from coast, inland waters, coastal waters, all shores, bays, and everything as we move into this new, it's far beyond a police state, the idea of smart growth, sustainable development, compact cities, pack 'em and stack 'em. It's a reorganization of the population of the United States of America, and it's a global agenda. This is the implementation of Agenda 21, and of course, he has a new book out too, so you might go back and check that archive if you missed it. Today, with Vicki Davis, we're going to go into the enterprise zones, and we'll discuss all of that. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Michael Shaw, and we'll bring in ICLEI, which is another United Nations program, and see overlay that with the material that we're going to discuss today. Where I'll go on Friday is still yet up in the air. I've got feelers out for more guests throughout the next week. So with all of that said, let's go to the guests that we do have waiting in the wings. So glad to have you back this morning. Vicki Davis, good morning.
Good morning, Will. Boy, this is an interesting subject and a huge one.
Well, it sure is. You know, it's kind of like, unfortunately for you and I, over the years that we've known each other since back in about 2004, unfortunately, we don't seem to take the little issues. I don't know how many diopters down my eyes have gone, but I keep having to change reading glasses. The last couple of days, I don't know how many hundreds, certainly perhaps even thousands of pages I've either read or scanned in the in this time period. But this is a big issue because not only is it a coming out ostensibly from the executive department, it's also the implementation of the United Nations programs. And back laying down here like a real sour biscuit under everything is the law of the sea, this international law of the sea. They called it LOST, the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's a convention on the international laws of the sea. It's a blending of jurisdictions. It's a blending of boundaries, folks. It's bringing us under international law at the very heart, I guess you could say, at the very shoreline of our country, all of our several states. And we went through the great litany of states yesterday trying to paint a visual picture of just how big this is. But all of our several states that are joined by any of the salt waters, the inland seas, the Great Lakes, they're all involved in this. And so as we move forward, what I'd like to do today with you, Vicki, is to not only look at the exclusive enterprise zones and that, but because of your specialized background in databasing and computer systems and your systems theory mindset, perhaps we could go into just how big of a of an agency-related mess this is and how many more of these non-productive, paper-pushing, digital type of jobs would be created through this process. So, folks, yesterday I shared with you and Michael Shaw, Kaufman. Michael Kaufman lives in Maine, and so I dragged out my atlas and looked at the map of Maine, and I would point out Maine to you again this morning. Just to look at the coastline of that, our most northeasterly state, and neighbors to New Brunswick on one side and Quebecois on the other, and New Hampshire on its west. But if you look at the coastline and all of the islands on the coast of Maine, you can start to understand what I'm talking about when we look at the systems, the incredible, phenomenal systems that would be necessary to actually implement the final recommendations of the Interocean Policy Task Force that it was formed concurrent with the signing of Executive Order, if you have your pencils ready, Executive Order 13547. I hope you'll take the time to browse that up. Executive Order 13547, and start to put this information into your dialogue. Now, we've got about a minute, Vicki, but I don't want to go into it too deeply, so just give an overview of just, let's say, two or three ideas that you might have floating in your mind after the week of research that you've done.
Well, the what interests me the most is the exclusive economic zone, because that's what I've been studying in research that I've called the Trojan Triangle. And the reason why I called it Trojan Triangle is because it's a blending of the universities, the state and local governments, and business within a zone, a defined zone. And so with this ocean policy, what they are doing is making our entire coast an exclusive economic zone. And so I think that this is rather like occupation by zone. And this morning I was thinking about the DMZ, and that's the way the UN works, is by zoning.
Okay, very good. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay with us. So much more on the plate today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines.
needs. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, as we were going into the break, Vicki, the bumpers caught you right in mid-thought there. Why don't we go ahead and pick it up with this concept of zoning and the management system that's going to come along with all of this?
Yes. What it is zoning for management and control. And something that I've noticed with all of with everything that I've researched is that they use concepts and terms that are familiar to us, so that when we hear the terms, we think we know what they're talking about, but in fact, what they're talking about is something really different and really very horrendous. That if we actually understood what it was that they were talking about when we first heard it, we would be on full high alert and fighting back, ready to fight back. But they are so clever, so brilliant in the way that they have set up this strategy and using these terms that most people are just kind of sleeping their way through the occupation, and we're going to lose our country because of it.
Well, I don't know whether you've picked up on it. I'm sure you did, Vicki, and audience, you will too, as you go through these various documents that we're going to be discussing in the next few days and yesterday and on Friday as well. I tried to lay out as many of them as I could on Friday just as an introduction. So, folks, if you missed Friday's last broadcast, just jump back up on the archives and pull it down for yourself, either by going to becomevocallocal.com and following the links there, or just follow right along the links, the show archives page on oraclebroadcasting.com. But in this discovery, my discovery on this, what I've discovered here, Vicki, is numerous things. One is that the final recommendations on the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, this is like 2.0 or maybe even 2 or 3.0. It's been around a while. They just keep dusting it off and bringing it back. They haven't had a lot of success implementing this so far, largely, I think, because in the past it wasn't styled as an implementation strategy as this is. So that's part one in this. We are using the United Nations material heavily in this writing, and whether you're reading the final recommendations of the Interocean Policy Task Force or whether you're reading directly from the Stewardship of the Ocean, Our Coast, and the Great Lakes Executive Order, folks, you're reading words, sentences, phrases, and advancing thoughts and memes that were created for this dialogue internationally at the United Nations and its various and sundry bodies and organs, especially UNESCO. So all of these things work together to implement this global strategy on the local level as we go from global to local, advancing the globalist agenda. That's where we become vocal local, blocking these agendas right where we are in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. Now, the final recommendations of this Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force begin with just page after page after page. And, folks, it's a lengthy PDF. You can go up to whitehouse.gov and browse for that. There's other places that you can go quickly and find it as well. But again, it's the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force. You can just simply type in Ocean Policy Task Force, and you'll have their website come up where you can find not only the prior versions, but also the final recommendations. I'll just give you a little bit out of the table of contents, and then we can dive around in here a bit. But the executive summary always starts like that. And what these executive summaries are, these are the this is the establishment of the ISM. This is, wouldn't you agree, Vicki? This is the creation of the belief system. If you don't believe in the executive summary, none of the rest of what is follows is going to make any sense. And of course, I don't believe in the executive summary. It doesn't make sense to me, but it makes perfect sense when you look at it from the standpoint of controlling the people, managing them, surveying and mapping them, and then interdicting in their lives. At that point, it starts to become very, very clear. But what did you get out of the first part of this report, the introduction, summary of the final recommendations, support for joining the Law of the Sea Convention, etc.? Anything to note?
What I would say is that it's the loss of our coastlines, the loss of sovereignty over our coastlines. And even though they call it interagency, I would bet that if you trace down the interagency, it's actually the State Department that is running it. And they're making our coasts an international zone the same way that they did with the La Paz Agreement, creating an international zone on our border with Mexico. And in zones like that, the whole purpose for setting up a zone is so that you can have a different rule set for that zone. And all across our country, they are using zoning to basically create management units. And in those management units, there are managers that generally are at a regional level, and you don't see those people, you don't know who they are, and it's a way that we're losing control of our country.
Well, one of the things that struck me particularly in this is the terminology. You know, I'm kind of big on words. But what I've found in this document here, and we'll find it in the next section too, part one, it says, the national policy for the stewardship of the oceans, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. And then they start off with the vision statement. That ought to just set everybody's, you know, teeth ajar. But these idea, the visioning statements, visioning councils, Vision 2020, Vision 2010, all of that, Vision 2050, they start with their vision. So they lay out their long-term plan, folks. They look at the vision. In other words, it's just like we do here on the broadcast, where we very carefully research the past, our history, and then we look into the future. And what I like to think of as greater and greater measures, endlessly greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, all right? And then we find ourselves in the present, always falling forward into the future. Now, this is precisely what they're doing here. So they begin with the vision. Where are they going to go? It's like if you're going to climb a mountain, you need to know something about that mountain before you even start the journey. And so in their vision statement, they describe the journey, their vision. And then the next, they start with national policy context. Now, you know, people, that we don't have technically a nation. We have a federal system. The federal compact, if you will, that was perverted into a corporation. And then we have all of the several states. We don't have necessarily a nation from the standpoint of the Crow or the Iroquois or the Sioux or the Pawnee or the Algonquin or the Tlingit. You know, we don't have a nation, so to speak. We have, you know, even as perverse as it sounds, this melting pot. People have come here from all over the planet, and when we do, hopefully they are able to put off their coat or their garment from where they came and put on the coat or garment of that rugged individual America. We have more Americana going on than national, but they're using this phrase national, nation. And when they use it in the text, the body text, they're capitalizing the word nation. Now, we don't have a nation. We have no national government. Well, we I think we do, but it's governance, okay? So that's important. Then they go on and they talk about the value of the ocean, our coast, the Great Lakes, challenges facing the ocean, our coast and the Great Lakes, the state of the national framework for policy coordination, and then time to act. And then they get into the policy and the principles, and we'll go there today. But this idea, though, of understanding what the value of the oceans is, this is research. And in this, this is how you get people, this is the dialogue to consensus. And then we talk about our coast and our coastlines. Then we talk about the Great Lakes, facing the challenges facing the ocean. We go into this system of, we start categorizing and accounting all the pluses, all the minuses, and from that we build a system and a framework. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again. The National Policy for the Stewardship of the Oceans, Our Coasts, and the Great Lakes, the first section of this new work that has been put out. We're looking at that, the vision, then the national policy context. It begins from the standpoint, the same way that we began on Friday last. The very first thing that we defined and laid out for you was ecology, this special science that has been created that the ecologists have used to advance what is now modern environmentalism. And so ecology, if you will recall, is a way of, instead of thinking about biology and geology meteorology and things like that, hydrology. The ecologist steps back, takes the big world picture, and puts all of these things together remember, it was action, interaction, and reaction. So with those three keys that understand, and of course this is the plan of action, program of action for the 21st century from the United Nations. So we have action, then we have interaction, and then we have reaction. And so again, this is a dialectic that's being built here. But we have this idea that we begin with the look at the oceans, and truly, even as Adam Smith said, in his Wealth of Nations, published back in 1776, when we look at the oceans and the incredible, real true dependence that we have on the oceans, not only for the air that we breathe and the water that we drink and the fish of the sea and all of the minerals and the salts and all of the other things, you know, truly it's we absolutely need the oceans, and we need to have them in the best possible condition. I'm always about wise use, not no use. But with this, they start with that ecological standpoint, and then they begin, as Michael Kaufman yesterday demonstrated or asserted, is they begin then showing how humans are actually damaging or at war with the planet. And so in the concept from an international law standpoint, from an ecological standpoint, it is necessary to protect, preserve, and defend the earth against the intrusion or the incursions of man. And so as this process that we're discussing advances, man will have to come back up out of the picture considerably, making all the room possible for Mother Earth and Gaia along the states. And so, yes, it's a time to act. It's always a time to act. Action, act now, you know. So let's go forward a little bit from that, Vicki, because you want to, I hear what you're trying to say. We want to start talking about all of the various layers coming first from, let's say, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Black Nobility of Europe, the great financial houses on the planet that underwrite, finance, and facilitate academia. Why don't we start with academia and begin from there? Because it's from academia, I believe you're correct, and I believe the same, that from academia is that will be the fountain upon which all of the rest of this is going to get its footing.
Yeah, and the universities, I found a report. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. And I may not be able to. Oh, here it is. Okay, in 2008, Obama, out of the White House, there's a report called the University Private Sector Research Partnerships in the Innovation Ecosystem. And what all that claptrap means is that the partnership between the universities and the corporations and government will be the center of power for these management units. With the management units being the zones. And it doesn't matter what they call the zone, the fact that there is an exclusive economic zone or a hub zone or the coastal zone, it doesn't matter what they call the zone. The important fact is that it is a management unit. And the center of control will be the university, and the focus of the university will be on technology, or what they call technology, what they call the way the word technology is being used. It's not really what I consider to be technology in the old world sense of it. They will be doing the data collection, the studying for what data to collect. I mean, you know, the list goes on. But
well, so first the university will establish the basic tenets, if you will, the platform and the plank, by laying that out through their research, their best practices, lessons learned, historical perspectives, the vision forward, where we need to be, and so on and so forth. And then through communication arts, now this is a new technology, the communication arts, the use of the internet, the use of the controlled media, and even through change agents, the alternative media and the blogosphere, they'll start to shape the dialogue that will then begin to build the demand to accomplish the goals set forth in this plan. And so in order to get people really interested, for instance, in whales, it was needful to set up industry for whale watching. And when we look at this marine spatial plan, the coastal marine spatial planning, whales figure largely in this. And when we go in and we look at the laws of the sea, for instance, in this treaty, this convention, there are sections in there that we can go to that discuss the whales, the narwhal especially, and other endangered whale species and things like that. So first you have to build the demand through the Sierra Club and World Wildlife Fund and things like that, championing and lobbying to protect the whales and to create a tourism industry that then becomes a vital part of the local community and the culture of, for instance, Maine or New Jersey or any of the coastal towns, Washington State, Puget Sound. They have whale watching expeditions that go out and take the geriatrics with their binoculars out to see whales as if they didn't have enough to see on TV. But nevertheless, this is the beginning, the point of beginning, and that the understanding how the academia sits as ex officio members on your local state political party committees, that they're up at the top of this agenda like puppeteers, and they're shaping the debate and shaping the dialogue. And so certainly that, and then through grants and aid to state universities and local universities and even private colleges, they can then begin to develop the research, just like we found in the expose of the East Anglia emails. They'll begin to shape the research that is necessary to support the need to actually do and implement this plan. Would that be along the lines of your research, Vicki?
That is exactly it. And the difficulty of this is that we're kind of approaching my research from the back rather than the front. But if you take what you just said, and with the creating of the demand, what they are also doing is that they are also creating the businesses to serve the demand. And the way that they are doing that is that another zone, another layer of the zone, there are zones called targeted employment areas, also called EB5 zones. And what those zones are is that foreign businesses, foreign people can get visas if they invest $500,000 or $1 million, depending on the area. Basically, they're buying American citizenship. But the money that comes into the zone from the sale of those EB-5 visas then goes to a person that is connected to the university. And he takes that money and combines it with the private money, and he is the guy who is providing the seed money for the new small businesses that are located within the zone. And I see this as a strategy, as a way to basically put America's small businesses, the real small businesses, out of business.
Well, one of the things that I found in all of this, and especially looking at the Law of the Sea convention, was the dialogue in regards to what you're saying, basically putting restrictions, permitting, fines, penalties, fees, taxes, and exactions of every kind, there's your equal rights for you folks, on all those that would use any of these coastal waters. And when we come back from this break, folks, I'll review one more time the major zones that are in this, the regions that are in this, and then we'll go into it even deeper. Stay tuned. Lots more to come today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, sliding into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, I'm just going to review quickly, once again, the regions that have been created by this executive order. They are the Northeast region. Again, we're following right along the coastline, folks. The Northeast region, the Mid-Atlantic region, the South Atlantic region, the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, the West Coast, and the Alaska Arctic, and the Pacific Islands. And so, landmass-wise, if you were to take the Enterprise Zone, which goes out 200 miles, if we go into this convention on the laws of the sea, we would extend our from a 12-mile line, a 12-mile limit, we would be going from the mean low tide line on our shores outward 12 miles to the 12-mile limit, out to the 24-mile line, and then extending it out to a 200-mile line that would then be the exclusive economic zone of the United States of America, or the nation, as they call it, or the all-caps United States. And so With that as a background, and going back to Vicki, you've done a whole series, and they're up on the on your website on this Trojan Triangle. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Trojan Triangle it includes the universities and the zones, and an economic strategy for the universities to be the to basically be the controllers over these economic zones, where they tie into the business community through clusters. Now, with the university and the state government becoming the trainers for all of the professions, all of the jobs in the United States, under a system of clusters, as they call it. What they've done is they've studied the economy of the United States. They've broken down the business and public sectors of the United States into clusters, that they call them clusters. Within a cluster, there are categories of jobs underneath that. And the idea is for the universities to become the trainers, to train and certify. Certification is very important in this whole system. People for work in a continuous flow of school to work, work-based learning, certification, and re-education for lifelong learning.
Man, yep.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful. It's very hard to wrap your mind around. And so what we're looking at then, again, is this public-private partnership, the idea of establishing a system of governance rather than a system of government. And the great advantage here for them in their advancement of the globalist agenda is that these are unelected boards and councils principally. Now, there may be an election to get the head of a university, and the board of directors for the university would elect their head grand poobah. But, and then, of course, the various and sundry boards on the corporate board will elect their chairman, their CEO, and all of that as well. And then locally, people will be electing their mayors, and they'll be electing their city council members. Perhaps they'll be electing their aldermen. They'll be electing all of the state officers, the county people as well. But when they come together in these clusters, as you use the term, when they come together along, let's say, the coast of Maine, and it looks like somebody just spit on the map. There's so many towns along the coast of Maine going back all the way to before the founding of our country. But when it comes down to actually implementing on the local level, each of these, and we'll be talking about this tomorrow when we discuss ICLEI with Michael Shaw, but each of these will have their own little visioning councils, and each of them will be filling out their own little plan, but their plans will basically be following draft guidelines prepared by academia to implement the global agenda. Now, would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, and they use the... they use words like research, you know, to do what they're doing, but I don't really consider it research, because what they're actually doing, it's a parallel parasitic economy that they are establishing. And by becoming the trainer and certifier for all of the jobs, the supply chain in a local area, within the clusters that are defined for the local area, they are basically establishing a well-funded parallel economy. And it's a strategy for economic takeover of, I believe, of local communities. Now you can do a search on oceanographic clusters, and you will see that they are establishing their training programs for the clusters that relate to the economic activity that is going on in the coastal areas. For every single area, wherever there is a university, you will see these clusters. And where there isn't a university, they will be putting a community college.
Well, let's look at it from the standpoint briefly here in the closing moments of the first hour of today's broadcast, folks. Let's look at it from the standpoint of getting started and financing something like this. They're going to need, because we have definitely, we are in a deep depression here, but they're going to need to be able to, quote unquote, put people back to work and find jobs. And so make work programs at this time, just as they were in the last depression where we're building roads and streets out of bricks, make work jobs are going to be very important going forward. And so at the local level, they're going to need to have financing and funding. So basically, what I'm seeing in all of this is that every activity that is and or could be done along the coast will have its own permitting process. There will probably be, let's say, SEPA, Short Environmental Policy Act checklists that are necessary to be filed, whether you're crabbing, whether you're deep sea fishing, whether you run a guide boat, whether you take people whale watching, whether you mine for gravel, whether you're doing offshore exploration, whether you're running a windmill farm out in the ocean, whether you have offshore aquaculture, maybe you're raising Atlantic salmon in the Atlantic in closed pens, 40 miles offshore, things like that. Every little part and piece will have to go through the environmental scrutiny. It'll have to fit in with your local vision council. It'll have to fit in with your county plan. It would need to fit in with your state plan. It would need to fit inside your region plan. And then it would have to fit inside the national plan to implement the laws of the sea convention. And so, go ahead, jump in.
And you will only get a permit if you're certified, and you can only get certified through the university.
Because you cannot get anywhere in this world today, and you're absolutely right, Vicki, without that bloody sheepskin. You've got to have your little triangle. You have to have your little mason apron in order to be considered expert enough to wash toilets.
That's right. What they've done with this work-based learning system, and I have a couple of documents on my website called...
Give that out again. It's channelingreality.com, folks. Channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. Everyone that listens to Become Vocal Local should have that bookmark. And if you lose it, you'll find it as a permanent link on the becomevocallocal.com webpage. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've done a whole series of research reports on the Trojan Triangles, but there's one called the Core. And down in that document, there is a report called Work-Based Learning. And that became the national education policy for the United States in around 1994 with the, I think it was called the School to Work Opportunities Act. And basically what they were doing in that act is they mandated work-based learning, which is the Soviet polytechnical system of education.
And hold it right there, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break. Much more to come in hour number two. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, joined today by our very special guest, returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis. Her website, folks, is www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. We're considering and reading from and looking into and discussing the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, which was created simultaneously and coexists with Executive Order 13547 as of July the 19th of 2010. Of course, this is a redo, or a redux, if you want to use that terminology, Latin there, a redo of a previous council that was relatively ineffective, but it goes back years. I mean, we're talking about all the way back to the beginning of the Convention on the Law of the Sea, where they wanted to bring the United States and all of the countries under the umbrella of the United Nations into one unified international law system. Of course, if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time at all, and if not, there are certainly many broadcasts about this in the archives, but the idea was that when the American Bankers Association was formed here in this country by its name, the American Bankers Association, it was not long until the American Bankers Association created the American Bar Association. And the American Bar Association then went on to create the Uniform Commission of Laws, Uniform Commissioners, Uniform Law Commission is the way I say it, the Uniform Law Commission. The Uniform Law Commission was created so that they would be able, the American bankers would be able to do end runs around state constitutions, because it was just so blessed difficult to get around these pesky constitutions in this Republican form of government. And so then, to pierce and penetrate the system, they came up with the idea of establishing model codes and model acts. You don't need to amend a constitution if, no matter where you go, everyone voluntarily complies with your new meme, your new idea. And so then, it was necessary for the American Bar Association to infiltrate all of the various congresses and houses of representatives around the nation at the level of the legislative research libraries, the legislative research, the bill drafting agencies, which is where most of your so quote unquote congressmen and state senators and representatives have their legislation drafted, finally approved. It takes a lot to put together a piece of legislation, especially today, because they have to compare it with thousands and thousands of other pieces of legislation to see what sections need to be repealed and amended and so on and so forth to harmonize the laws. And so all of this is far beyond what any one individual can do most of the time. So from that, then, the Uniform Law Commission decided, and brilliantly so, that they should create a parallel body at The Hague, the International Uniform Law Commission. Of course, uniform, universal, all this is Catholic, so you shouldn't be surprised to find some Jesuits lurking in the corners here and there. And certainly academia well involved in this as well, Harvard and the other Ivy Leagues and the Trinity and the other schools of law around the United States and around the world, putting together this new person, this fellow traveler of the planet, this new international lawyer. And that is exactly what we're talking about today. We're the implementation of Agenda 21 and the Law of the Sea Treaty or Convention through this guise, let's say, of these exclusive enterprise zones. And the wrinkle here, Vicki, that they have introduced is that they're no longer calling it marine spatial planning. In this document, we're now calling it coastal and marine spatial planning, widening the hem of the government, taking more jurisdiction. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again on Wednesday, July the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And in this hour, our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we're joined by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And for all of you just joining us in this second hour, we do have a first hour. We air it every single day live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You can certainly go up to my website, becomevocallocal.com, and find the show links there. That'll take you back to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. From there, you can go right to the Become Vocal Local show archives, each broadcast indexed for your listening convenience and pleasure. Now, as we were going into this first segment, going through the break on the first section, I just had finished up kind of a brief summary of how we were able to, how we were transitioned into this idea of the international law and how we came under something that really is very old, folks. It goes all the way back to Hugo Grotius, Mare Liberum, the laws of the free sea, Mare Liberum, L-I-B-E-R-U-M, M-A-R-E is Mare the Free, Liberum. Anyway, the free sea, all right, old stuff. Hugo Grotius, read him, Samuel Pufendorf, more of that. But going into that little vignette like that helps us to understand what we're really dealing with. And, of course, Vicki, there wasn't enough time to get your response to that in the first segment. So, please, your thoughts?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is that's a very important sequence of events because it shows the transition from national sovereignty to this international system. And what the things that I've been researching, you know, much farther down the line, but what they constitute the transformation of our local systems of government to the international systems of governance. And the control mechanisms to enforce it. And so that's why when I talk about things like these Trojan triangles and the school to work linkage and showing you how it works, it really is a foreign system. It is not an it's un-American, completely un-American. And so you really kind of have to take your mind out of the American context and how you think that everything is operating in our country and look at this system as a foreign system to understand how it works and then apply it to America.
Well, if we wanted to think about it from the standpoint of the way our founders established this, the federal government is a foreign government to all of the several states. All of the several states are independent republics, they're sovereign republics, and they're all foreign to one another. This all opened the door to the Interstate Commerce Act. This is how they started in on us there, getting us into the Uniform Commercial Code. But the idea that the United States proper, if you will, the 10 square mile, the District of Criminals, is a foreign power in our midst. And so when we sent our senators there, they were sent virtually as ambassadors being selected by the states to this foreign power, this foreign entity, this federal zone known as Washington, D.C. And so what we've done is we've now taken it to the next level up, and we interact at the Hague with this global foreign power. And so we are always basically in a state of war where, you know, and even if you look at the U.S. Constitution, the idea about treason, it's treason against the states, committing acts of war against the states. But when we look at it from the international level, we can understand, folks, how difficult this is to not only grasp and understand, but to interact on. And as Joan Vian, you know, she basically just exhausted herself for years trying to get round and about to all of these meetings all around the planet. Unless you have pockets like a Soros or a Brzezinski or a Strong or the Gates or somebody, who could ever have the time and the money to go to all these meetings? But if you don't go to all of these meetings, then you're not at the table where they come up with this kind of stuff. And so, you know, we're up against a real problem here. The United Nations, you know, would have been an ideal location for the fat boy, and his little brother could easily have gone to the city of London instead of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We've been far better off much earlier. But let's go back into this discussion from the standpoint of what has come out of this final recommendations here. There's a text box in here. It's about on page 3. And now, because of this executive order implementing these final recommendations, it is now the policy. What's policy? Police, of course. Policy of the United States, not law, but policy. It is the policy of the United States to, A, protect, maintain, and restore the health and biological diversity of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems and resources. Now, when we embrace the ecosystem, now we've got the full meal deal. Now we've got the little bag that even has a toy in it for us. So that's really important. But look at the idea of protect, maintain, restore the health and biological diversity of ocean, coastal, and Great Lake ecosystems and resources. Now, we tried this in part back in the 70s with the Superfund cleanup money that was supposed to ostensibly clean up all the damage from the Industrial Revolution and World War I and World War II. And we went around and we did the same thing. We went through this process of controlling and managing and surveying and interdicting on all of the hot spots that were created by Dow Chemical and GE and General Dynamic and Hewlett-Packard and IBM and all the rest of them. But now we've come to this time again. And largely, this is going to be, just like you said, Vicki, this is going to be the work of the academia. This is going to be the work of all of the people who are piled high and deep and degrees and sheepskins to protect, maintain, restore the health and biological diversity of the ocean, coastal, and Great Lake ecosystems and resources. Your comments on that first policy?
Yeah, and they will probably be involved in the permitting. I've seen just snippets of information. I haven't researched it, but the concept of one-stop permitting of any activity that is going to go on in a region, and it's that in that way that they will exert control.
Well, certainly the Mineral Management Service, and we saw how successful Ken Zalazar's group has been, but certainly the Mineral Management Service comes into play in this because this exclusive enterprise zone, again, will go from the mean low tide line. That's the place where the lowest place on the shore that you play on, that's where the water is at the lowest, the ebb of the tide, all the way out to 200 miles. And boy, do they have ideas for the use of that area. So, you know, we have been drilling far deeper than, you know, 5,000 feet for a long time, 1947. But all of that comes under, and you're right, this permitting rules, regulations, and policies for everything that happens in that coastal zone. Here's the next one. Although we don't have time, we'll have to pick up the next one after this break. But I hope, folks, as you listen to what we're talking about here, you'll see that we're not dealing with small potatoes. This is the full meal deal. This is the game changer. This is the other shoe that dropped after the BP Macondo spill. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so certainly if we can understand and wrap our minds around the idea, the concept that governments are instituted among men to preserve, protect, and defend our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and our own property involved in that, if you use the Lockean expression of that term, then we can understand a little bit more about what's going down here. Certainly, as we listen to these various policies, you'll be able to see the warm and fuzzies. You'll hear plenty of that. And that there's good logic behind most of this, okay? There really is, truly is. I mean, nobody wants to destroy the seas. We realize how important they are to us. That's not what's being mentioned here. What we're talking about here is the systems of control and the greed and the corporate profits that'll be made as this stuff is implemented upon us. It's going to drive everybody out of business. But here's the next one. Improve the resiliency of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems, communities, and economies. Now, so the transition that has been made in all of this is away from marine spatial planning, which begins at that mean low, low tide line, the mean low, low water line. It's going inland, and we discussed yesterday how that all around the world, within approximately 37 miles, 60 kilometers of the shoreline, dwell most of the people on the planet. And so if we can expand this discussion from marine spatial planning and the exclusive enterprise zone and embrace the upland, embrace the watersheds, embrace the hills and hollows, if we can embrace all of the towns like Seattle and Portland and just run right down the coast, folks, San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, bring it back around and come back up the coast on the other side and include all of that into the umbrella of this planning, then we get a better understanding of what's coming down. The third one, bolster the conservation and sustainable uses of land. You see, you have to include the coastal here, of land in ways that will improve the health of the ocean, coastal, and Great Lake ecosystems. And in previous broadcasts and in future, we talked about Ian McCarg. We started in with this discussion of that critical zone, the sand dunes, the flood plains, the mud flats right there, the bays and estuaries, the tide flats. We started with that, and now we've gone outward, and we've gone back up to the tops of these watersheds, which in places like the Gulf of Mexico extend all the way to Colorado, honey. But anyway, Yeah. Go ahead. Jump in there because I don't want to hog all the airtime. You've got so much to bring to the table.
Oh, boy. There's so much to this. Basically, they're just taking this. This is kind of like the final straw because most of the people in the country do live along the coastlines. Our biggest cities are along the coastlines and by water bodies. By definition, because people need water, and water provides the systems for life, and so basically they are taking this over, putting it under international law, even though there might be American faces talking to you about it. It is not American; it is international.
And we saw that just the other day with the replacement of Tony Hayward by Dudley. Now they have for British Petroleum, as a CEO, they have an American from the Gulf Coast region. So you're right. It's just putting an American face on an international implementation strategy. So, again, now the next one is really chilling, and this one comes right into your bailiwick. Use the best available science and knowledge to inform decisions. That would be kind of like the hockey stick model, you know, that sort of thing. Use the best available science and knowledge to inform decisions affecting the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes, and enhance humanity's capacity to understand. I mean, we're all just stupid, dumb sheeple, right? Took them 100 years to do it, but they did it. Enhance humanity's capacity to understand, respond, and adapt. Now, when you use that word adapt, now we're invoking Charles Darwin and his evolution of species. We're going to adapt to a changing global environment. Vicki?
Well, you know what? One of my big revelations when I did the Trojan Triangle is that I came to understand that we have had, up to this point, two eras of automation, okay? First, in the 1940s and 50s, it was automation of the factory floor and of production. Then in the 1960s, we began automation of the business office and all of the processes that, you know, a business needed to grow and become huge. We've entered a third era of automation, and that is automation of the environment. And to justify the automation of the environment, they are using the idea of global climate change and protection of the environment. In order to protect it, of course, you have to measure everything. You have to track, trace, and database everything that's in the environment and automate, implement the control systems to protect it.
Well, we can certainly see in that, Vicki, excuse me for interrupting, we can certainly see in this the idea of the transition away from the laws of nature and nature's God into a new idea, this new technocracy, scientism, where everything depends upon the experts say. In other words, we are not intelligent enough to know that if you pee in your water cup, it's not going to be nearly as nice as if it was clean, fresh water. We are no longer intelligent enough not to know that, you know. So moving into this technocracy, I think you're absolutely right, where it becomes interpretive. It will be required for an expert to interpret what we're seeing. No, that's not a snowbank. That's something else. But we'll need to have an interpreter. And then they want us to use the precautionary principle. And simply stated, as I have so many times in the past, it's like when your mother told you, don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. We take the precautionary approach. And so rather than allowing people to interact freely with the water, we all have to stand way back. Or if we have a mountain bike, we have to wear a helmet and elbow pads and knee pads and special garments made for us by Nike and other people, you know. So the precautionary principle figures into this, as does experts say.
Uh-huh. Well, and the state of technology has reached the point where they can have these huge databases that are all networked together They can implement surveillance, command and control systems, and so the era of automation of the environment means tracking everything and mapping everything and controlling everything through these databases, and they will make their decisions based on the model, not on what you in your local community need and what makes sense to you on the ground where you live. No, that there'll be some expert somewhere over in, you know, maybe Belgium or somewhere, who will be looking at reports and saying, well, you know, we need this kind of business here. It will be really good here.
And it's because, I think it might be because the coastal and the marine spatial plans that will be created by each of the various communities along the way, all of the various little corporations, all of the towns, your cities, your counties, the states, all of that, those plans will be based on that model. And because the individuals that have been hired or brought in to do the plan, in other words, the planners, they're all trained in this model at the universities, it'll be seamless. None wouldn't be the wiser, right?
Right. Well, and that's where the clusters come in. They have defined clusters of economic activity that will become approved economic activity.
Well, I got a couple of clusters in mind, too, and I don't want to say it on air, folks. We'll be back in 10 seconds. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, as Jeff Thomas has advised you. And we're looking at this policy of the United States. Now, folks, lest you think we're just talking philosophy, which we're not, although this is the home of philosophical radicalism, and what we're expounding on today is much the carry-on of Jeremy Bentham's idea of a panopticon as anything else we talk about. But certainly, as we go forward, let us understand that as of Executive Order 13547, which adopted this plan, these are the policies of the United States. This is no longer hypothetical. This is the implementation phase of Agenda 21. Here's the next one. It says, support sustainable, safe, secure, and productive activities. Whenever you see this safe, environmentally safe, you have to understand it's safe and sound. That's how you're supposed to report it. So I'll just go, support sustainable, safe and sound, secure, be very careful that secure, and productive access to and uses of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. Support sustainable, safe, and secure. That brings in the military-industrial complex. Vicki?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be control of total life. You know what? I was thinking during the break that if in the databases of all of the ecology of an area, people in the database of life, humans are just one more variation of life. And these people have put themselves above, and they've put you in the same database as all the other animals, and they're looking at your use of land, use of the ocean, in the same way as sharing the environment with the rest of the animals, not above the animals. And
well,
you will be managed like an animal.
Let me jump in on that, and I'm going to second exactly what you're saying, folks, and please understand that this is correct. And I've shared from a university-level political science textbook where I read directly out of the text. I mean, this is stuff that was in common curriculum back in the 70s. But basically, the difference between, well, in order for, well, I'll say it this way, one must be politically socialized to become a human being. A human being is defined in that textbook as a politically socialized animal. Now, let me go on with this. This is right out of a local newspaper, very briefly. This is an article from the health department writing. This is an article in regards to monitoring and testing water quality in private wells. Of course, no one has dominion over your well except you. And the EPA, here in this article, they state, does not monitor or treat private well water. But dropping down, it talks about coliform bacteria. Coliforms are a group of bacteria found in the intestines of humans and other animals. Note the word other animals. Dropping down a little further, what is E. coli? E. coli, blah, 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 found only in the intestines of warm-blooded animals, including humans. And so think not that we're joking when we talk about the global East considering us to be nothing other than just another animal in their database. Vicki?
Yeah, and a couple of years ago, there was a article, I think it came out of Great Britain, that showed the humans in the zoo. And this was supposed to be a joke, but it's one of those psyop kinds of things, you know, where they get a psychopathic pleasure out of taunting you. They're telling you what they're doing, but it's so outrageous that you think that it's a joke, but it is not a joke.
Well, if we look at the organic documents for the United States, for all of our several states, And remember that it begins on along this wise. It begins with the Articles of Confederation. And then I believe it's the Northwest Ordinance. And then it is the Declaration of Independence, and then the Federal Constitution. And here out of the Declaration, I've read this before in this series, and I'm going to say it again from time to time, right out of the Declaration, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then it continues to secure the rights that governments are instituted among men by their consent. But the idea here is that if we can make man through education, through the John Dewey School, through the Prussian education system, if we can make men, our children, your young boys and girls in school, if we can get them to understand or believe that they are nothing other than mere base animals, then we can separate them from those unalienable rights. And we no longer have to talk about the unalienable rights and their Bill of Rights. At that point, we can invoke the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, politically socialized animals and other animals, and it changes the whole matrix. So with that, then, going back to the idea of all of these various policies now being instituted, let's go on to the next one.
Before we do that, I'd like to give a plug for a program that is posted on C-SPAN, and it's Michael Kaufman. He was your guest yesterday talking about this, but he did just a terrific presentation at the Eagle Forum College Conference. I'm not sure, what it was, but you can find that program on C-SPAN by doing a search on the search term Eagle Forum, and his presentation was in the PM session of that conference about an hour and 20 minutes or an hour and a half into the program, and he just did this outstanding presentation on the difference in political philosophy between John Locke and Rousseau. And that has to do with positive and negative rights.
That's right. That's right. And with Rousseau, of course, we take all of our rights and we throw them into a hat. And then we take out of that bundle, out of that hat, those rights, only those rights that we're willing to extend to another. But, of course, we don't have those rights initially. Government or the state, in the rise of statism, the state is the dispenser of the rights. In John Locke's philosophy, those rights all came from our Creator. And if you go back and look at William Blackstone or Sir Edward Coke, Sir Edward Coke was in the presence of and speaking to King James of the King James Bible, King James, where he said the words, and I'm just paraphrasing, but it's a close paraphrase, that this law of nature and nature's God, this overarching law of nature, was written as if with the very finger of God on the heart and mind of man. And so this is the great divergence between the French Revolutionary period and the Jacobins and all of that bloodletting, as opposed to the philosophical radicalism of John Locke. And we've covered John Locke in his second treatise, The Original and True End of Government. But and Michael Kaufman has done numerous wonderful presentations like that, and of course you can visit his website. I believe from memory it's www.epi, the Environmental Preservation Incorporated, epi-us.com. But going back to this idea of respecting and preserve our nation's maritime heritage, again, including our social, cultural, recreation, and historical values. And then the next one is interesting, exercising rights and jurisdiction and perform duties in accordance with applicable international law, including respect for and preservation of navigational rights and freedoms, which are essential for the global economy and international peace and security. Now, that found its way into the executive order. So that's enshrined, folks. Exercise rights and jurisdiction and perform duties in accordance with applicable international law. And these people should be rounded up immediately and branded heretics, perhaps then expelled from the country. Vicki?
I agree completely. And this ocean policy document, it is the implementation of Rousseau's system of rights coming from government. They will tell you what your rights are. You don't have any inherent, unalienable rights.
And that unalienable is so very vitally important to understand. They're unalienable. They cannot be leaned away from you. They cannot be taken away from you. Not with the sharpest knife could you separate something away. And this will we've talked about in the past, Vicki, but the natural law is entirely different from the law that man, so to speak, has come up with. Is insofar as that this is just like the natural sciences. You know, gravity functions, the earth rotates, and all of these things. There are certain things about man, and Andrew J. Galambo style, it's so well when he defined property as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and when he defines freedom is 100% control over your property 100% of the time. This is vastly different from what the executive order paints for us. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, like a mantra that we've heard over the last 10 years so many times that most of us are ill of it, this idea that Jorge Bush floated of building a coalition of the willing, I would like to encourage the listeners to become vocal local, and especially as regard this topic, to join me in becoming the coalition of the unwilling to adopt the international laws that will be necessary to bring us under the jackboot of the international, the globalist agenda here. But let's continue along trying to quickly go through this various policies that are not just hypothetical. These are now enshrined in law under executive order, certainly not law. This is like legal positivism. Legal positivism being defined as whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. All right. And as we all know, laws that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that's not enforced is no law at all. So let us be the coalition of the unwilling and turn this right back on the usurper. Let the dark prince have this information back. Anyway, continuing, respect and preserve our nation's maritime heritage. Now, so now we're diving into the social, cultural, world heritage business. You want to be very careful, folks, every time you see the heritages. You just Google it up. Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webford, or however you browse it. Browse it up, Bing, Bling, or otherwise. But look up the World Heritage sites, okay? That's what's being advanced here. That's another place where people can't go. Exercise rights and jurisdictions and perform duties in accordance with applicable international law. I mentioned that one. And here's one for you, Vicki, that I'm sure you'd be able to give a good analysis of. Increase scientific understanding of ocean, coastal, and Great Lake ecosystems as part of the global interconnected systems of air, land, ice, and water, including their relationships to humans and their activities. What's the price tag on that one?
The price tag is priceless. That's where you they will establish the curriculum corresponding to the clusters of economic activity. They will use students to do the research under the program of work-based learning, and they will use the university small business czar to spin off small businesses using technological innovations to basically replace existing small businesses with the new and global connected and politically correct small businesses.
So if we can put it into our model here and just float it out again, control, manage, survey, and interdict. This goes back to Bertram Schaffner's work in the ICD, the International Control Division, that was established over in Germany at the end of World War II, where they basically went in and they data mined and they checked, they looked at the people, the fatherland, the authoritarian viewpoint, worldview of the German people. And he came up with this idea, and I'm just going to paraphrase it again. I do have the document, can easily refer to it. But at what point do we interdict in the life of a child? Now, again, increase the scientific understanding of ocean, coastal, Great Lake ecosystems as part of the global interconnected system of air, land, ice, and water, including their relationships to humans and their activities. At what point do we interdict in the life of a child? When do we begin teaching them and training them, you know, like a puppy, to follow this new idea? At what point do we meet that child when they come into kindergarten? Do we meet them in the Montessori school, the daycare, the preschool? Do we meet them, that child, in the mother's arms, in their swaddling clothes, at the mother's breast? Do we meet that child while it's yet in the womb? Do we meet that child before conception at the bond of the marital union? Do we meet that child in the life, the upbringing of the parents? Okay? So we've had approximately 100 years to bring the education level to the depth that it has fallen in the United States today. But when you send little Johnny and Jane off to the public indoctrination center, from this day forward, going forward, the textbooks will be rewritten, the history will be rewritten, all of the discussions, you know, so much now is going to be done on the computer itself. All of the browser links, all of the places that they point the little ones to go and look and do. All of this will increase scientific understanding of ocean, coastal, and Great Lake ecosystems as part of the global interconnected systems of land, air, ice, and water, including their relationship to humans and other animals and their activities. And I just weep if we're unsuccessful in blocking these sorts of things. I just weep for those children, Vicki.
Oh, I do, too. There's a website I'd like to direct people to. It's called www.p21.org, and it's the Partnership for 21st Century Skills. That's where they are listing the Common Core standards. And if you poke around on that website, there's a graphic on there that will show you the Common Core curriculum for the schools. And what they plan on teaching, knowledge is no longer important. It's not, you know, for the children to have academic studies is not important. Technology is important and socialization is important. Cooperation is important. And it's criminal. It's beyond criminal.
He plays well with others, but everyone can play and everyone can win. Here's the next one in the list. We're getting very close to running out of time, but the next to the last is improve our understanding and awareness of changing environmental conditions, trends, and their causes, and of human activities taking place in ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes waters. This would be one of those times, Vicki, where I think, the idea of a self-hating human, a self-hating American, a self-hating child, developing guilt, the guilty relationship that, you know, with Gaia. This would be a great opportunity here because when we improve our understanding, awareness of the changing environmental conditions, once again, the idea of man-made global warming. I read in these ridiculous documents, they're talking about how carbon dioxide is causing acidification of the oceans, all right, as if there has not been a superabundance of carbon dioxide throughout all of time, all of the time that this planet has been populated by living, breathing creatures. The idea that carbon dioxide is still the enemy, when yet, and I interviewed this woman, a NASA scientist, one of the people that were inside the Biosphere Project when it was first set up, and she told me live on air that, and I wish that was available, it was a Blog Talk Radio production, and it never got onto archive, unfortunately. I was guest hosting for Dion Burley one day. And so I interviewed this lady, a NASA scientist, and she said that the reason why they basically had to stop the program at the point that they did, all sequestered as they were inside of the biosphere, was because they couldn't regulate and get the carbon dioxide levels correct inside the biosphere. And you know what she told me, Vicki? She said the reason why we couldn't get it to work properly was because all of the concrete inside of the biosphere was acting as a carbon dioxide sink, and it was absorbing the carbon dioxide. And so we're worried about the oceans, folks. If we really want to take care of carbon dioxide, we don't need to sequester it. We need to go ahead and repave our highways in concrete, pave as many of the subdivision roads in concrete, and just let the carbon dioxide sink into the concrete. We don't need to re-green the world or green the whole place. What we really need is concrete, because concrete is a perfect carbon dioxide sink.
Well, isn't that interesting?
I couldn't believe it.
I never heard that.
I asked her that, you know, and I think it's in Arizona, and I said, well, don't you think it would be wise then, instead of worrying about global warming, wouldn't it be better than just to go ahead and pave over all of Arizona? She was speechless. Now, here's the last one. Foster a public understanding of the value of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes to build a foundation for improved stewardship. Now, you're going to see stewardship used time and time again in all of this documentation, and that is basically a counter to the, let's say, the right wing, the conservatives, call the Christian conservatives, call and the biblical conservative Christian call to be good stewards. We were put on this planet to be good stewards of the earth, okay? And so they're using all of this stewardship language to gain the support of those people. But the idea of fostering a public understanding, we're talking about propaganda, folks. We're talking about the use of the controlled media. We're talking about Sumner Redstone and Rupert Murdoch and Bronfman and the other players, Rothschild, Redstone, Newhouse, all those guys. We're talking about using the controlled media to float a new dynamic. Well, we're all out of time. Thank you very much for joining us today, Vicki. We'll be back again tomorrow. Goodbye.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.